So inflation has fallen, Ed. Can you tell us just what exactly that means for people?
Yeah, and it's not just fallen. It's actually kind of halved. You know, it's down from a low level of 1% down to 0.5%. Actually, it's the first time, looking back through all the spreadsheets that I tend to spend my life with, it's the first time that it's halved in the space of 1 month. So a big fall. And really the main explanation, first of all, is what we all have been talking about for a while. It's the massive collapse in oil prices, down from over $100 a barrel to below $50 a barrel. And that fall still continuing today. So you can expect that inflation, which is down at 0.5%, is going to fall further. And that means that when it gets below that level, it's going to be the lowest level in the history of CPI, which is the measure that we look at, the Consumer Price Index. And, you know, this is unprecedented territory.
And is it a good thing?
It's so the short answer is yes. I mean, I'm kind of hesitant about that because no kind of economics correspondent ever says, you know, that without couching it. But there are some provisos. But yeah, basically this amounts to an effective tax cut for many people. It means you have more money left over in your pockets because you're not having to spend so much on petrol prices and on some other prices, energy prices. And that's good for consumers. It does mean they're going to have a bit more to spend. The worry, the proviso is just if it remains low for a long period of time, then you have the risk of essentially people not having big pay rises in the future and that getting ingrained in the system. But I don't think that's a risk in the short run.
And how will the effect of this kind of trickle down to normal people in their everyday lives?
It just means that you will have more money left over after having to spend, you know, cash on your monthly bills, on your energy, on petrol prices, and gradually over the course of time, because lower oil prices means lower transportation costs, it means the lower price of things like plastics and petrochemicals, it means other goods, computers, other things like that might become cheaper over the course of the coming years. But that's a more gradual thing. In the short run, it's petrol prices, it's gas bills, things like that have started to come down.
And we've seen the petrol station in Birmingham now selling unleaded for 99.7p a litre. Do you think now that's something that we're going to see more widely across the country?
It's certainly, yeah. I mean, if oil prices continue falling, we're going to see petrol prices continue to fall as well. The problem is in the UK, you don't have quite as big a fall in petrol prices as in other countries like the US, because we have such a big amount of petrol tax. Duties, VAT, they mean that you've got a massive chunk of every litre goes in taxes. Actually, about like 58p or over 58p goes in taxes. So you can only go down so far, but nonetheless, yeah, below £1, it might well be a thing for a while.
And a quick word on energy bills. We know E.ON has reduced their bills today. Do you think that's something that other energy companies are going to start being able to do as well now?
It's often the way they work. And you have seen, as oil prices have fallen, you've seen wholesale gas prices start to fall a bit as well. Not quite as much, but they've fallen a bit. And that means that they should have an opportunity to start cutting prices across the board. It's actually worth emphasising, part of the reason that inflation has fallen so much this particular month in December is because of gas prices, it's because of energy prices. And it's because of that freeze that we saw recently. So the freeze was pushing down inflation. Falls in prices might push down inflation even more and mean people have a little bit more money left to spend.